We bring in former Razorback running back Nile Davis. Nile, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on Overtime.
How you doing? Good to be here.
Now, first of all, talk about the decision. I know it was a tough one, just like it was last year, to make the decision to come back to Arkansas. Was this as tough of a decision, whether or not to stay for one more year or leave?
Yeah, I would say it was just as tough. You know, I love Arkansas. I love being here. But this was just kind of a decision that I felt was best for me and, you know, my family, and just to get ready to move on.
When we know you're a great running back, and you didn't have the season that you wanted to have this year. Was that kind of, you know, did you feel like, you know, maybe you wanted to come back with and prove something and maybe be a first or second round pick? Or what are you hearing? Where do you think you'll go in the draft?
Well, you know, of course, this season kind of left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And, you know, obviously I knew, you know, I could come back and try to, you know, maybe up my stock and, you know, maybe try to get, you know, have a better year. Of course, I didn't want to leave Arkansas on a bad note. But I just think the risk and reward is just, you know, better to go ahead and just have a new start and just try to, you know, go chase my dream. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to do.
Now let's go back to April. And obviously you had missed the year before with the injury that happened in fall camp right before the season was scheduled to start. You missed the whole season. You're coming back. You're strong. There's talk that you might even play against Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl. You don't play. You come back. You announce you're coming back, you and Tyler, and then everything happens with Bobby Petrino, the head coach. What was going through your mind there around the 1st of April?
Well, for me, you know, I was just trying to stay focused and keep everyone around me focused. And, you know, we just tried to stay together and play with the cards that was dealt to us. You know what I mean? And we did that. We fought. We had good summer workouts. We had good camp workouts. Even when everything went downhill in the season, everybody, you know, stuck together, continued to fight and finish the season. You know, I just felt like everyone, you know, that was a part of this team was kind of put in a position, you know, that, you know, we weren't, you know, necessarily ready for us, especially for the players and also the coaches also. You know, that's why I really respect John L. He was kind of the glue to hold everything together. And, you know, I don't regret my decision, or I don't regret being at Arkansas, you know, by any means.
Now, have you signed with the agent yet, and where do you think you're going to go and train? And, you know, have you been invited to the combine, or will it just be a workout at the university?
I've signed with Ian Green Gross with, you know, Ultimate Sports Agency. I'm going to Dallas, Michael Johnson Athletic Facility to train. I haven't got a combine invite. I'm hoping to get that they probably won't even come out to like January. So hopefully get that. If not, be at the pro day and, you know, try to, you know, perform well.
What do you think your 40 will be?
You know, I'm hoping a good 40 for me would be a 4.44. An awesome 40 for me would be a 4.3. A bad 40 for me would be 4.5 or anything over 4.5. I'd be disappointed.
Yeah.
Now that your time of wearing the Razorback on the side of your helmet is over, what will you remember most about your time there on the hill?
The thing I remember my whole career. You know, when I got there, you know, I remember, you know, committing against Alabama that year. We were getting beat bad. Got a chance to talk to Michael Smith. He was like, you know, we're going to be good. Coach Petrino, he said it was going to be good. And I came, and, you know, we were at the bottom. We were rebuilding. And I just got a chance to see this program grow. And I got a chance to be a part of that. I got a chance to be a part of the Sugar Bowl. You know, I got a chance to watch the Cotton Bowl happen. I just got a chance to watch Arkansas rise as a program and just the overall experience here. Been great for me.
What was your favorite game as a Hog? One of those games that you'll just never forget.
The game I'll never forget is the LSU game 2010 when, you know, after that we went to the Sugar Bowl. I mean, I just felt so good after that game. We're all happy, and, you know, that was a big day for me, just to, you know, win the last game there in Little Rock and, you know, go to the Sugar Bowl.
Do you still stay in contact with Bobby Petrino?
Not on the everyday basis, but I have talked to him, and, you know, he's doing good, and, you know, I know he has a new job at Western Kentucky, so, you know, I wish him the best.
Your skills, you're a very talented running back, and I love watching you play. What do you think the one thing or a couple of things that you need to work on the most to really be successful at the next level?
Well, the thing I need to work on is, you know, pass protection. You can always work on pass protection and, you know, work on knowing the defense, knowing defenses and coverages and things like that. But it's all fun. You know, I love learning about football. I love trying to get better. So, you know, it's just like a dream, really.
Niall, if there's one thing that you could tell the Arkansas fans, what would it be?
Well, you know, I'll just tell them to support me, man. You know, I feel the love on Twitter and all the comments. I hear them all the time. And I just ask that they support me and don't forget about me and, you know, just continue to watch me as I, you know, try to further my career.
I know you and one of your good buddies, Marcus Lattimore, both, he had a much more severe injury this year. You were injured a little bit off and on during the year, but both of you guys are going to go into the draft at the same time. Is that something that you two talked about?
Well, you know, I talked to him right after, you know, his injury, which was, you know, very bad. You know, I hated that for him. But, you know, he's an upbeat guy. He's a hard worker. You know, I wish nothing but the best for him. You know, I'm sure somebody will get him. You know, that's Marcus. He's done a lot for the game, and I just hope he has a good recovery and able to, you know, play the game. I just know how hard this game can be and how sometimes it doesn't go your way. But, you know, the main thing is just to fight back and try to make this go your way.
Now, just one thing, just always compete and don't ever be afraid to ask questions. I know those coaches like that. And, you know, always when it's a special teams meeting or something, just try to do your first couple years, try to do whatever you can do to get on the field and make, like you said, as far as pass protection, make sure, because you're a very fast back and you got great vision, make sure that, you know, you work on catching the ball a little bit out of the backfield, because that would be real big on third down. So, and I wish you the best of luck.
Now, good luck.
I appreciate that.
Good luck in everything you do, and good luck at the next level.
Thank you very much.